everybody, and happy Sunday morning to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from hot and sunny Jupiter, Florida, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Today's Florida State League ball game between the St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Jupiter Hammerheads, the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Today is the series finale between these two teams. Quick three-game series coming out of the All-Star break. Mets trying to salvage the series while the Hammerheads are going for the three-game sweep. First pitch coming up right on time around noon. It's going to be hot, sunny, no chance of rain today. Should be a good day for baseball as the Mets try to get things back on track. They have lost five games in a row. It's their second longest losing streak of the season. They actually have not won a game since Thursday, July 14th. Five straight losses plus a four-day All-Star break in there, so it's been a while since the Mets have formed that happy high five line out there by the mound and second base. They'll try to get a W tonight before they head home for six games against Palm Beach next week. Mets also trying to snap a nine-game losing streak in this ballpark, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, home to both Jupiter and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Mets lost 9-0 on Friday out of the break, played a little bit better yesterday, losing 4-1, but the story has been the Mets' offense, or lack thereof, in their last two games, and going back to last Sunday and their loss to Dunedin. They have scored just one run in the last 22 innings, and that happened to be on a solo home run by William Lugo yesterday that briefly tied the game. The Mets in this series only have eight hits, and Lugo the only one with any extra base hits. So the offense has gone cold. Mets changing it up a little bit today. Came down to this ballpark earlier so they can hit in the cages a little closer to game time here this afternoon. Mets are 51-37 overall. That is still the best record in the Florida State League East Division. They are 11-12 in the second half and in third place. Jupiter is 46-41 overall. They are 12-11 in the second half in second place. Taking a look at the complete second half standings in the East, Palm Beach has won its first two games out of the break against Daytona. The Cardinals are 14-9, two games up on Jupiter, three games up on the Mets, six and a half games up on lagging Daytona, which is 7-15. Over in the West Division, Tampa and Bradenton are tied for first. Dunedin is in third place, three back. Lakeland in fourth. Fort Myers, the first half champ, in fifth. And Clearwater rounds out the West. They are in last place, seven games out. Other games around the Florida State League today. Well, it's a busy day. Lots of rain on the west coast of the state yesterday affected three games, so a lot of teams doubling up today. Tampa and Lakeland got started at 11 a.m. trying to complete a suspended game. Tampa leads 6-0. Fort Myers and Dunedin will pick up their suspended game from yesterday at noon. Fort Myers leads 2-0 in the first inning. Bradenton and Clearwater have a game, a nine-inning game starting at noon. The late game is Palm Beach at Daytona at 5:35. And once again, our first pitch is scheduled for noon, a single nine-inning game for the Mets and the Hammerheads leading into tomorrow's scheduled off day. We will step aside briefly here on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, come back with the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for today's game between the Mets and the Hammerheads.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show rolls on here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The Mets' 27th and final game of the regular season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Although I'd put it at least a 95% chance the Mets will be back here for game one of the East Division playoffs. Just a matter of it's going to be against these Hammerheads or against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Maybe, just maybe, 5% chance that Daytona surprises everybody, gets hot, and wins the second half, and the Mets can go up to Jackie Robinson Ballpark. But that is unlikely to happen. So the Mets trying to avoid a 10-game losing streak to end their regular season visits here at the Dean. They'll try to do it against Juan Reynoso, the starting pitcher for Jupiter, just 18 years old, from La Vega in the Dominican Republic. Small guy, 6 foot, 165 pounds. He gets the ball for Jupiter. This will be his third start for the Hammerheads. In two games, both starts, he's pitched just 5 innings, 5 hits, 6 runs, 6 walks, and 5 strikeouts for a 10.80 ERA, but again, a very small sample size for Reynoso. Starting pitcher for the Mets, activated from the injured list and on rehab assignment, minor league rehab assignment, is Tony DeBrell. This will be his second rehab assignment with St. Lucie. He also got a game against Daytona up in a doubleheader a couple weeks ago against the Tortugas. He was good, inning in 2/3, no hits, no runs, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. DeBrell was a great 2019 St. Lucie Met, Florida State League All-Star. Actually started that All-Star game for the Florida State League South Division team here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. So hopefully happy memories for Tony as he continues to come back from Tommy John surgery, has risen as high as AA Binghamton in the Mets system. Fourth round pick in 2017 out of Kennesaw State in Atlanta. Lineup will begin with the Mets. Another minor league rehabber, JT Riddle, leading off and playing short. Omar De Los Santos bats second. He's in center. William Lugo plays third, hits third. Junior Tillians at second, batting cleanup. Carlos Dominguez is in right field, hitting fifth. Raul Bercierta sixth and left. Warren Saunders plays first. He's hitting seventh. Eduardo Salazar hits eighth. He's the DH. Brady Smith will catch and bat ninth. For the Hammerheads, Yidi Capé is the third baseman, leads off. Javier Sanoja bats second, plays second. Joe Mack, the catcher, hits third. Brady Allen in center, batting cleanup. Zach Zubia, the DH, hits fifth. Carlos Santiago hits sixth. He's at short. Federico Polanco bats seventh. He's at first base. Tanner Allen is in right field, hitting eighth. And Anahuete Santos in left field, batting ninth. Hammerheads are taking the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. Pre-game show in the books. When we come back to Roger Dean, the series finale for the Mets and the Hammerheads. Tebow drives one deep center field. Going back is Drake. This ball is gone. Bye-bye baseball. Tim Tebow strikes with the home run. A base hit into center field. Yes, and Mora is going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Sweet. Mora slides in. He is safe and the Mets win. Mazzica, the walk-off winner. 2-0 pitch. Alonso hits it deep left field. This ball is gone. A grand slam. Bye-bye baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. Rainier ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pius. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pius slides in. He's safe. And the Mets win. Arania, the walk-off RBI single. And they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives the ball deep left field. Going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run! It's go time for the Mets and the Hammerheads. Jupiter leads this season series 11-9. Two teams still have six games. Second to last series of the year at Clover Park. And then maybe a postseason matchup. Right now, if the playoffs were to begin, the Mets would be facing the Palm Beach Cardinals. Mets face the Cardinals six games starting Tuesday. They still got to face the Cardinals 12 times in the final month of the season at Clover Park. So Mets will get their shots against Jupiter and Palm Beach as the season heads towards the home stretch. This game number 89 out of 131 for the Mets. Game number 88 of the season for Jupiter. Juan Reynoso on the mound for the Hammerheads. They're wearing their white uniforms for the third straight game. Hammerheads in black on the front. Black numbers on the back. Both letters and numbers trimmed in orange. Mets the road grays, St. Lucie in blue across the front, outlined in orange. Blue numbers on the front and back, trimmed in orange as well. That's for the orange jerseys yesterday and lost. They wore these grays on Friday and lost as well. Here's JT Riddle on minor league rehab assignment. Acquired from the Reds back in May. It was with Syracuse, bleak injury. Now in St. Lucie trying to work his way back up. Hasn't looked that sharp in his two rehab games, and he takes a ball up high from Reynoso, and we're underway. First pitch, 2-0-2. It is 88 degrees and partly cloudy today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. As Riddle, former Jupiter Hammerhead, came up with the Marlins, takes this one inside. It's 2-0. Went 0-for in the field on, or at the plate on Friday, and made an error in the field. And he gets under this one and pops it up a mile high into right towards Tanner Allen. And it's going to be actually the second baseman, Sanoha, grabbing it in foul territory. So Riddle chases ball three and pops out foul to start the game. Now these rehabbers, they don't like walking. They like to swing the bat and test out their injuries, get back into game shape. So unsurprising that he went after a pitch 2-0, even though it was not a strike. Here's Omar De Los Santos, and he swings over the top of a curveball at 77, or strike one. Well, De Los Santos, 1-for-8 in this series with an infield hit in his first at-bat, grounds one foul, and it's a ball and a strike, or 0-2 rather. If you're looking for the Mets offense to get back on track, it's really got to start with De Los Santos, who's been one of the best players all season, if not the best. He takes this pitch high at 90. It's 1-2. Fastball for a called third strike on the outside corner. De Los Santos would like to challenge this pitch. I think he is correct. I think it's going to be a ball. And it is. So a good challenge by De Los Santos saves himself a strikeout. Angel Espada, Jupiter manager, barking at the home plate umpire Matt Wachowski. Not sure why. Omar De Los Santos challenged quickly, and he takes this pitch for a ball, a check swing, and it's a full count. Payoff pitch, Ball outside. Jupiter would like to challenge. Looked like the same spot, the ball two. It's a strikeout. I don't think Omar De Los Santos knows it yet. He doesn't. Now he's been informed that's a strikeout. Now he was about a third of the way down the first base bag taking his equipment off when the decision came in. So the Jupiter catcher, Joe Mack, who is perfect in challenges when he caught on Friday, wins another one. Gets his pitcher a strikeout instead of a walk. Strike zone for Matt Wachowski, not good early. Two down. Curveball delivered for a strike to William Lugo. He swings to this fastball, and it's one and two. Lugo yesterday, 2-for-4 with a double and a home run. Those are the only two extra base hits for the Mets in this series. And he takes this changeup low at 84, even the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. No score with 2 outs in the top of the first. A breaking ball inside, full count. Reynoso from the windup. Delivers this pitch outside for ball four. There'll be no challenge from Joe Mack, the catcher, this time. It was a clear pitch outside.
Now batting the second baseman, number 18, Junior Tillian.
So a two-out base runner for Junior Tillian. Hitting 260 with 9 home runs and 31 driven in. First pitch to him. Strike at 88. Tillian 0-for-7 with a walk in this series. It's been a struggle for just about every hitter for the Mets, no matter where they fit in the lineup. No matter who it is, as this pitch is a called strike right down the middle. And he's taking 2 fastballs at 88 miles an hour right down the middle. Kind of tells you where the Mets' offense is right now. Those should be punished. This one's hit dead to center. Another fastball down the middle, and it's caught by Allen. Tillian pulled the trigger that time. Got good wood on it, but is a line out. No runs to the Mets. No hits. No errors. One man stranded. Tony DeBrell. Minor league rehab assignment number 2 for him on the other side of the break.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Tony DeBrell back on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets for the first time since July 4th. Got the start against Daytona, hitting in 2/3 hitless, scoreless with the walk and 3 strikeouts and that Mets victory. Yidi Capé has been hit with an automatic strike. He was not in the box with 7 seconds left. So 0-1 is the count as DeBrell delivers his first pitch, and it's a grounder to Lugo at third. One pitch, one out. Capé, the 19-year-old from Cuba, 4-for-8 in this series. Very effective player, but out quickly here for DeBrell. So DeBrell pitched that game for the Mets, then landed on the IL, but quickly activated, builds back up, and here he is coming back from Tommy John surgery. Knocked him out early last year from the AA Binghamton Rumble Ponies. Grunts as he throws this fastball at 91 for a strike. It was a great 2019 St. Lucie Met. Tony was fun to watch pitch. As this pitch is lined into right field, and that's going to sink right into the mitt of Dominguez. A line out by Sanoja. That was a good crew, that 2019 team. 2017, 2018 teams really struggled, did not play well. A lot of those players did not last. That 2019 team, that was a gritty bunch. Hard-nosed players. Overachieved in a lot of games. Good to have that grit after a couple of years of really not having it. Tony, a big part of that. So the 2017-18 All-Star starter for the South team right here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. So he returns here in different circumstances. There was this pitch to Joe Mack that's fouled away. Ball and a strike on the Jupiter catcher who had three walks and a two-run single on Friday night. Did not play yesterday. He's a good player, first-rounder for Miami last year. Changeup misses outside, and it's two balls and a strike. No score, two outs, nobody on base for Jupiter. We're in the bottom of the first. DeBrell ready to pitch, but Matt calls time. Pitch outside, 3-1. DeBrell into the wind, 3-1 pitch, is fouled off. Fastball at 92, and the count is full. DeBrell, with St. Lucie in 2019, made 16 starts. Went 8-4 with a 2.39 ERA, logged 90 innings, struck out 76, walked just 36. And the payoff pitch is foul tipped for strike three. Good squeeze by Brady Smith, and Mack strikes out. Good first inning for Tony DeBrell. Retires the side in order and finishes with a strikeout. And we'll go to the second. Scoreless.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. Mets trying to turn it around. Get a win for the first time quite some time. A couple of Thursdays ago, they had that wild 5-4 walk-off win over Dunedin in extras. That win at the time extended the Mets' winning streak to 4 games, but they followed that up with a 5-game losing streak that is active. Carlos Dominguez takes a called strike at 89 from Juan Reynoso. Reynoso worked around a 2-out walk in the first. Curveball swung on and missed, and it's nothing in 2. Reynoso just 18 years old from the Dominican. He's got what looks like a good curveball, but he's not overpowering. Here's a curveball grounded to third. Nice backhand pick by Capé. Throws to first offline. The tag no good on Dominguez as it was missed by Polanco as he tried to swipe him on the head. Carlos, good job ducking underneath the tag. And that's likely going to be an error. It is. E5. So Capé, really, he did the hard part, stopping that ground ball deep at third. Did not follow it up with a good throw. And he had time. And Dominguez is one of the faster runners on the Mets, but he's not that fast. He would have been out with the good one. Raul Berciarte is at the dish, and he will take a strike. Raul did not play yesterday. 1-for-3 in the opener on Friday with one of the Mets' 4 hits. This guy seems like all he does is hit. And he hits a ground ball that deflects off the pitcher, picked up by the second baseman Sanoja, stands on second, throws to first. That's a double play. It is a 1-for-3 double play with all the work done by Sanoja. Deflected accidentally by Reynoso right to his second baseman. Picked it up, ran to second, stepped on the bag there, threw to first in plenty of time. It's a double play off the bat of Berciarte, and there's 2 outs and nobody on. Here's a ground ball base hit into left field by Warren Saunders. Got it by the shortstop Santiago. So the Mets are swinging today. Mixed results. 4 pitches in this inning, and there's been an error, a double play, and a single now. And Eduardo Salazar will come up. Salazar also had a hit on Friday. Also a walk, the best game by a Mets hitter. And he gets hit by a pitch here. Ouch, that hurts. Well, he's got that elbow guard on his left elbow, but that one caught him underneath and on the forearm. Kiyoshi Tada, the Mets trainer, will come out and have a look as Salazar hunched over in the left-handed batter's box. Hunched over while feeling his arm and also taking off his shin guard. I think he will stay in the game. Kiyoshi will check him out. Robbie Robinson over there as well, and they're extending the arm. Looks quite limp. He's definitely a lot of pain right now. We'll see if he can stay in. So Mets have sent 4 batters to the plate this inning, an error, a single, a hit by pitch, and the double play mixed in. Juan Reynoso still an opportunity here to get through the inning. We'll face the number 9 hitter Brady Smith at some point in time, as we wait the result of Salazar and if he can shake off this hit-by-pitch on the left arm and stay in the game. Kiyoshi squeezing the wrist, the forearm, the elbow, trying to make sure everything is intact. And 7 pitches in this inning. The 8th pitch will come to the 5th batter of the inning. So, once again, the Mets trying to attack Reynoso quickly. And this hit-by-pitch, the only thing really slowing down his pace. Salazar is going to stay in the game. Takes the slow walk down to first base. Arm checks out. Warren Saunders up at second. Brady Smith at the plate. Mets have not had a lead at any point in time this series. They've trailed for almost the entire series, but for one inning yesterday where they had it briefly tied up. So a hit here could put the Mets ahead. As Brady Smith takes the first pitch for a ball low at 88. Reynoso, a long look back at Saunders. Now the pitch home is grounded out to Sanoha. He runs to it, scoops it, and throws to first for the out. And Smith just couldn't quite sneak it by Sanoha on the right side. And Reynoso gets through the inning despite putting on three hitters. Hit batter, a single and error, but it does not lead to a run for the Mets. DeBrell back to work for St. Lucie in the bottom of the second when we return on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Yes, it is on a sunny Sunday. Looking forward to getting back home on Tuesday. Front of the home crowd back on MILB TV. For the second straight inning, the leadoff man for Jupiter has been dinged with an automatic strike. Brady Allen not ready to hit. The pitch clock winding down. So he begins with an 0-1 count as DeBrell back to work. And the first pitch is a curveball and a good one. For a called strike, it's 0-2. Can't say I've seen that before. Back-to-back innings, a team getting hit with the auto strike. You know, when the last out of an inning is made, as soon as the ball's in the glove for the last out, the clock counts down from 2 minutes and 15 seconds. As this pitch is rolled to Lugo at third. He'll scoop it and throw to first. Saunders has it. Allen retired. The batter has to be in the box and tune to the pitcher with 7 seconds left. At least that's the way I interpret it. There's a pitch for a strike. I'll be honest with you, it's so second nature right now, I was not paying attention. So couldn't tell you if that's the right call or not. First pitch a called strike, second pitch a curveball to Zach Zubia for a strike. And DeBrell sharpening up here in inning number two. DeBrell peering just over his mitt, waiting for that clock to get down to 3 seconds before he begins his windup. He throws this pitch for a ball. He thought he would get the called strike there. Mets will not challenge that. Pitcher's pitch, but I don't think it was in the strike zone. Good try on the 0-2, though. Slider outside at 82. Two balls and two strikes. It's going to be a short outing for DeBrell. That's not unexpected coming back from Tommy John surgery as he builds up. Keyshawn Askew already throwing in the Mets bullpen. 2-2 pitch, slider swung on and missed. Zach Zubia strikes out. Second strikeout for Tony DeBrell. It's gone 5 up, 5 down. Looks good. Nice bite on that breaking ball. Now, DeBrell, once he left St. Lucie in 2019, in the second half, did not experience success. In AA Binghamton, he went 0-8 in 9 starts. Here's a ground ball that a line drive hits off DeBrell's pitching hand. And it lands softly beyond the mound. And JT Riddle comes to it, but has no play to make. Oh, Tony, don't do that. He's already walking back at the mound. Here comes Kiyoshi, the trainer again, Robbie as well. But soft line drive heading over Tony's head. He's falling off the side of the mound. He reaches up with the pitching hand out of instinct, and it goes right off the hand and lands softly out by halfway between second base and the mound. I don't think he was that far off from catching it barehanded, like actually making the catch, but that ill-advised to do that, but of course natural instincts take over. He doesn't appear to be hurt, but Kiyoshi's going to check all the digits. That line drive comebacker, exit velocity 72 miles per hour. So at least it wasn't a rocket up the middle. DeBrell is going to at least throw a warm-up pitch here to appease Kiyoshi and Robbie. It's going to be an infield single for Carlos Santiago. Threw a pitch, everything appeared to be normal. Robbie gives the thumbs up, and Tony will continue to pitch. Well, scary moment there. Boy, Tony DeBrell, you have Tommy John surgery, worked so hard to come back and nearly sabotaged himself on accident, reaching up for that line drive with his bare hand. He avoids a disaster and now will face the left-handed hitter Federico Polanco. Pitching from the stretch, one on, two outs, no score in the second. His changeup is low at 84. Polanco got his first action of the series yesterday. Went 1-for-4 with a double in the eighth inning. Pickoff throw, no good. It goes all the way into the Mets' bullpen. Saunders will have to race to pick it up. He throws all the way to third base. Good throw. That will hold Santiago at second. E1 on the errant pickoff. A lot of foul ground here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That was a good job by Warren Saunders to cover all that ground and keep Santiago from going first to third. I'd say most base runners are able to make that happen, first to third on those wild pickoff attempts. Not this time. So a two-out runner in scoring position. 1-0 on Polanco. And he swings through this fastball at 92 for strike one. Rail set, holding that glove up high under his chin. There was this changeup that swung on and missed for strike two. So that changeup down and into lefties. That's what he's done a couple of times now. Cabral leans in. Takes a long time leading in. Going to be in danger of the auto ball, and he steps off the rubber. Good idea. Back on and set for a 1-2. Again, pausing for a long time as that clock kicks down to 4 seconds. Delivers a pitch that's lifted foul. Lugo will give it a look, but the Mets third baseman out of room. It's in the stands. The stands, which are very much empty today. Roger Dean, this season, last season as well, closed to the public on Sundays. There's a few folks in who've made it in on the pass list, but it's bring your own food and drink if you do make it in. Curveball, beautiful, right at the knees. A buckler, a strikeout for DeBrell, his third of the afternoon. Good rehab start for Tony. That's likely his last batter. Two innings, no runs, one hit, no walks, and three punchies. Good stuff by DeBrell to break out the breaker or the strikeout, stranding a runner in scoring position. We head to the third at the Dean, scoreless for the Mets and the Hammerheads.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Riddle, ground ball right side, picked up by Sanoha, makes the throw. We're out number one. First time through the lineup, the Mets got one hit, one walk, one hit batter. One reached on an error, but in the big one, no runs scored. So the Mets now at one run in their last 24 innings. Here's a fly ball, deep left field by De Los Santos, but won't carry that far. Not far enough, at least, as Brady Allen makes the easy catch. Like De Los Santos missed the sweet spot of the bat. A curveball that hung over the plate. So two quick outs. Again, the Mets going fast against Reynoso. Eighth pitch of the last inning came to the fifth batter of the inning. Reynoso just 30 pitches. There was a ball up to William Lugo, who drew a walk in the first. That was a six-pitch plate appearance. And he takes another one low. Two-oh curveball inside. A challenge by Joe Mack. Can he stay perfect? No, he lost it. His reaction, too. Quick snap of the head back to the mound. So Mack, who had challenged three correctly on Friday and one correctly today, missed on that. Stays 3-0, and the next pitch is high, so it's ball four. Lugo draws his second walk of the game. So Lugo, the home run and double yesterday, has now made it on base four of the last five times. It's basically a one-man show for the Mets offense, and he is the one man. Nobody else has been able to do anything. Here's Tillian, and he takes this changeup in the dirt for ball one.
Tillian 0 for 8 in the series. Lined out in the first inning today on a fastball. Lugo, a pretty big lead, not running. Tillian flies one deep into left. Backing up is Santos at the wall. He makes the catch on the warning track. Came in a couple of feet at the end. Now Tillian gets into one, but it won't carry out. It falls a few feet short. Santos makes the grab, and the inning is over. No runs for the Mets. No hits, no errors, one stranded. Looks like Keyshawn Askew coming in for the Mets to pitch the bottom of the third. We'll wait and see for sure on the other side of the break.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Hey there. I'm with you on a hot Sunday. Thanks for hanging out, making the Mets part of your afternoon. Not much doing in this game, kind of like yesterday. Neither team had a hit at this point in yesterday's game, and Jupiter managed to get a hit and a run in the bottom of the third. They won 2-1. I know it's early in this game, but it has a similar vibe. Low-scoring contest. And Jupiter didn't exactly crush the ball on Friday in their 9-0 win. They were gifted quite a few runs by the Mets, walks and errors. As Keyshawn Askew throws this pitch, that's foul, tip for a strike. The batter, Tanner Allen, what's he doing? He's taking off his equipment. Did it hit him? Well, he definitely swung and it hit something. A foul strike, he's back in there, so he's just readjusting. And Askew gets a swing and a miss. So Keyshawn, as expected, in the game and facing a lefty. And Tanner Allen, and he's quickly ahead 0-2. And there's a strike right in the inside corner. Allen would like to challenge that. Jupiter has two challenges left. He lost it. Jupiter has one challenge left. Not a fun time to be a left-handed batter when Keyshawn Askew is on the mound. Three-pitch strikeout. Now switch inning, Santos takes a strike. He didn't like it, but will accept it. Now Jupiter is in a tough spot now. They got one challenge left the rest of the game. So they have to be careful. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Fastball at 93 from Keyshawn. Best velocity maybe of the year for him. Else it's a hot radar gun. There's a pitch that's a ball outside. Keyshawn would like to challenge that. He knew it immediately, thought it was a strike. Oh, he's wrong. He knows it too. That's a pitcher feeling himself right there. More hopeful than... he was pretty confident. That's 1-2. That pitch is outside 2-2. So the Mets down to two challenges the rest of the way. Pitch just off, full count. pitch inside for ball four. So Askew went from thinking he had a strikeout to throwing three straight out of the zone for a walk. Back to the top in Yidi Cappe. One on, one out. Cappe, the ground out in the third, takes this one outside. All of a sudden, Askew just can't quite get it in the zone like he wants. Been a little picky off the right corner. Now he comes over the middle, ground ball, right under the glove of Lugo. Missed. Just a flat miss. Didn't reach low enough. It'll be a hit for Cappe, but that should have at least been an out somewhere. Probably not going to get a double play out of that, but Lugo reaching to his left, just didn't reach low enough, right under his mitt. Now a base hit for Cappe, first and second, with one out for Sanoha. Lined out to right field in the first. He grounds one up the middle. This will be picked by the second baseman, Tillian. He throws to first for the double play. Well, 4-3 double play on the bouncer right at the middle. Tillian playing just outside that new chalk line. Could not play directly over the bag, but that did not end up helping Jupiter anyways. 4-3 double play off the bat of Sanoha. And whatever threat there was against Askew is erased. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one stranded. We played three scoreless innings in the series finale.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Carlos Dominguez starts the top of the fourth with a foul ball from Juan Reynoso, then swings over the top of a fastball at 88, and it's nothing in two. So no score in this game. The Mets with one hit, Jupiter with two. Each team has made an error. Obviously, it has not led to a run. Dominguez swings and misses at a pitch out of the zone and strikes out. He and the Mets overall just in a funk right now at the plate. As Bear Sierta comes up, hit into a double play ball in the second inning. Takes a pitch up high. I think the Mets might finally be starting to feel the full effects of no Consuegra and no Alex Ramirez. Two very talented hitters, not in the lineup. Mets lost those guys July 4th, but played pretty well offensively. But to do so over a long stretch without those two is going to be a tough ask. By the way, Ramirez, a grand slam in the ninth inning yesterday to help Brooklyn beat Jersey Shore. So, yeah, the Mets certainly miss that type of firepower. I mean, Stanley Consueger's got a OPS of over 800 with Brooklyn. Here's a pitch that comes inside and hits Bear Sierta. He groans as it goes off his forearm. He wants to slam the bat but won't. He just throws it instead. So a couple of pitches coming up and into these hitters from Reynoso, whose control has not been that good. Two walks and two hit batters now. Raul, big, thick player. Grimaces, shaking out the right arm, but he will stay in the game. Kiyoshi Tadao will go take a look at him as well. It's been a busy day for Kiyoshi, checking in with Salazar, Bear Sierta, and DeBrell, who tried to catch that line drive with his pitching hand. It's actually the left arm, despite Raul waving around the right arm. But Kiyoshi's checking him out. Development coach Bryce Weary right alongside taking a look. And we'll wait. It'll be a one-out base runner for the Mets, and Warren Saunders due to hit. He has the one Mets hit today. Single on the first pitch he saw in the second. Other scores from around the Florida State League today, Tampa and Lakeland playing a doubleheader today. Tampa leads game 1-9-4. That game was actually suspended from yesterday. Fort Myers and Dunedin tied at 2 in the bottom of the fourth of a suspended game. That was suspended in the first inning. The worst case scenario, you start a 9-inning game and get suspended in the first inning, then you got to play it all the way through 9 innings the next day, plus another 7-inning game on top of it. So, long day for those two teams. We are back to the action here, and Saunders golfs one deep out to left field, and it's going to be off the wall, and Huedi Santos plays it with his bare hand, throws back to the infield. A wall ball double for Saunders. The Mets have something cooking here in the fourth. Oh, Warren, that was a rocket. Nearly made it out of the ballpark. Right off the wall, and Santos played it well with the bare hand off the wall, got it quickly back to the cutoff man Santiago. Bear Sierta had to stop at third. But the Mets have two in scoring position for Salazar. Well, this is Justin Guerrera. Well, he is in the game having replaced Salazar. We did not know this until right now because Salazar was the DH. Guess he could have looked in the on-deck circle, but too busy focused on Saunders. So Guerrera pinch hitting in the DH spot for the injured Salazar, who was hit in the second inning. A big spot for Guerrera. The Mets trying to take their first lead of this series. Reynoso's pitch right down the pipe, taken for a called strike.
Calls upheld, 0-1.
Well, Guerrera challenged it, surprisingly, and it was upheld. Not sure why. That was maybe not right down the middle, but pretty well in the strike zone. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch that's 3 feet outside, and it's 0-2. Reynoso can throw whatever he'd like here, and Guerrera trying to make something of this at bat, make it productive. Breaking ball, he hits it deep left field. That's productive. Bye-bye baseball. 3-0 Mets. And Guerrera with his seventh of the year. Wow. Shot out of a cannon. What an at-bat that was. A hanging breaking ball. Curveball from Reynoso winds up over the left field wall. Guerrera did not miss the rare pinch-hit home run. Not the Mets' best swing of the series. Most runs in the series with that one swing. And we'll have a mound visit. Glenn Dishman out to talk to his starter, Reynoso. Well, how about that bat from Justin Guerrera? First of all, he's cold off the bench. He takes the first pitch for a called strike that looked to be, almost down the middle. He challenged it, lost, obviously. Next pitch, he swings and misses. It's 3 feet outside. Thinking, boy, this at-bat's going downhill in a hurry. But the next pitch did not miss the hanging curveball. 0-2 pitch for a three-run home run. Mets' first pinch hit home run of the season. Here's Brady Smith at the plate. He takes ball one. Now that might be one of the at-bats of the season. It was not unfolding in a positive manner for Guerrero at all. Here's the ground ball up the middle, and that's going to be cut off by Santiago. Throws the first and gets Smith for out two. The numbers on the Guerrero home run ball: exit velocity 101 miles per hour, launch angle 25 degrees, and it went 405 feet. That's a big one. Hit it that far at that low of a launch angle. Back to the top of Vittle, who takes ball one. Oh, saw the replay of it. I'll tweet that out. That was a miss by the pitcher. You do not want to throw that pitch 0-2. You do not want to throw that pitch at any count. Good on Guerrero for making him pay. There's a pitch outside by Riddle. So there's some offense for the Mets. They only had one run in the two games coming in. So three runs on that one swing by Guerrero. As Riddle gets underneath one and hits it in foul territory. And this will be out of the reach of Capet. It scrapes off the netting above the tarp. Two balls and two strikes and two outs for Riddle. And in the top of the fourth, Mets lead 3-0. Pitch is high and outside. Mets not had a lead in this series until right now, and not had a lead in any game since Sunday. They led 3-0 early in that doubleheader game, or that seven-inning game. They did not hang on to win that, as this ball is fouled away. But they'll do their best to hang on to it this afternoon. Riddle, with just a poke into left field, it will hang up for Santos. He makes the grab, and the inning is over. A fruitful inning for the Mets. They take advantage of a hit-by-pitch, a double by Saunders, and a three-run homer for Guerrero off the bench, subbing in for the injured Salazar. 3-0 St. Lucie in the middle of the fourth.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Key Keyshawn Askew back to work, now pitching with the three-run lead. Got a strikeout and a double play in his first inning of work in the third. There's Joe Mack, a lefty. Now this is where Keyshawn can take advantage. Got a couple of lefties, got three lefties in this lineup plus two switch hitters. And there's a slider for a ball to Mack. He struck out in the first. Three walks and the single for two runs on Friday. Takes this pitch inside. 2-0. Tony DeBrell, two innings, one hit, no runs, no walks, three strikeouts. 23 pitches, 16 strikes, and his second minor league rehab start. Let's see where he goes from here. As Askew misses with this slider outside, and he's fallen behind 3-0 on the lefty Mack. And there's a ball in the dirt on a fastball. So Keyshawn out of sorts. Walks the lefty on four pitches. It's his second walk. Bring up Brady Allen. Allen grounded out in the third. 2-3 in the second inning. He takes the ball outside. All five pitches have missed from Askew in this inning. Ball six. Fastball low. Ground ball to Lugo at third, a slow chopper. Lugo, one play to make, throws to first, nice one. Retires Allen, a speedy outfielder. The charging Lugo makes the play. Joe Mack goes up to second. Mets had to accept that. So Allen retired by Lugo for the second time. One out, runner on second, 3-0 Mets in the bottom of the fourth. Zach Zubia hits. He struck out against DeBrell his first at-bat. There's a ball outside. Both teams down to their last challenge. So give credit to home plate umpire Matt Wachowski. He was wrong on two calls in the second batter of the game, Omar De Los Santos, but he's been right every time since. There's a pitch for a ball low. It's 2-0 on Zubia. Fastball right down the middle. Keyshawn this season making his 12th appearance, his 8th out of the bullpen. He's 2-0, does have a save. A 1.67 ERA, that's nice and shiny. 38 innings, only 23 hits, and only 7 earned runs. There's a pitch outside. Six hit batters and 14 walks, but 53 strikeouts. Opponent's just hitting 178 against him. So when he throws it in the zone, there's not a lot of success for any team. 3-1 pitch, and that one lined right to Tillian. He will race to second base and double off the runner there, Mack. That ball almost took off the hat of Keyshawn. Boy, his life flashed before his eyes there. He was late getting the glove up. Tillian makes the catch right out by second base. That's the second double play Tillian has turned in the last two innings. Heart racing for Keyshawn Askew on that comebacker. Yeah, but he and DeBrell have combined for five shutout innings. The Mets have a 3-0 lead. Four shutout innings.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
New pitcher on the mound for Jupiter, Kaysen Sherrod. Dallas, Texas. 26 years old, 7th round pick by Jupiter or by Miami in 2018. Ground ball over second, so Nohab the throw to first, and he beats De Los Santos. Tough break there for Omar. Sanoha, good backhanded play over the second base bag. Again, you got those diagonal lines going from the second base bag out to left and right center field. And the infielders cannot stand in that so-called pie slice while the pitch is being delivered. And so anything hit up over the middle like that, now there's a better chance it becomes a hit, but have not seen that today. Balls hit over the middle have been recorded as outs. But life was a little more difficult for those middle infielders. They can't quite play as close to the second base bag as they'd like. Here's Lugo, who's walked twice, rounds this one foul, and it's a 2-1 count. Sherrod's pitch, change up inside 85. Sherrod's first game with Jupiter. Gets a pop-up out of play here. That one will land in the stands. Yes. Not 20 kids to race for it today like there was last night. Count is full on Lugo. Walked in the first, walked in the third, now trying to walk in the fifth, unless he can get a hit. Sherrod's pitch is fouled straight back. Starting pitcher for Jupiter, Juan Reynoso, 4 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. He hit 2 batters, threw 57 pitches and 33 strikes. Lugo dribbles one foul. He had the chance for 4 scoreless innings. That ended with that misfire on the 0-2 pitch to Guerrera. Hanging curveball right down the middle for a 3-run homer. All the damage on 1 swing. Sherrod's pitch is hit deep left field, but that will hook foul. Now Lugo got a lot of it, but out in front. Three, two again, and Lugo fouls it off again. This one clicking off the umpire's shin guard. Sherrod throwing a lot of strikes since he's got to the 3-ball count. Does on this one as well, a pop-up straight back. That will land somewhere in the stands. Oh, on the roof. Frightening. Sherrod, another 3-2 pitch. He goes fastball again, and it's fouled off again. A lot of cheering coming from the Mets dugout in Spanish towards the direction of William Lugo. Lost track of how many pitches this is. We'll count them up after. Here's a ground ball heading over the middle. That will be cut off by the shortstop. Barehand throw. Good pick at first by Polanco. Yes. Only Santiago went barehand at short with the high bouncer and threw out Lugo. Surprised. I don't think he needed to do that. Not a great throw. Lugo is out. I believe that was the 11th pitch of the at-bat. A 12th pitch at-bat winds up as a ground out. And a swing and a miss from Tillian, a half-hearted swing on a misread. And usually when you get those 10-plus pitch at-bats, usually the hitter winds up getting on base somehow. I'll give credit to Sherrod for continuing to throw strikes. Through eight consecutive strikes once it got to a three-ball count. There's a strike to Tillian, and it's 0-2. Mets lead this game 3-0. Two outs, nobody on in the fifth inning. There's a dribbler foul. Tillian fly out to center and left today. A hard hit line out to center and to the middle of the track and left, so he probably feels like he's getting a little closer. Pitch is fouled off right at the plate. Closer to success, trying to get on base. He's 0-4-10 in the series. And that line out yesterday that was caught in a dive by Brady Allen in center. So some tough luck for Tillian for sure. He fouls off another. It's a foul ball fest here in the top of the fifth. Bouncer to Cappe at third. Makes the quick throw and beats Tillian by about 15 feet. So three ground outs to three separate infielders for Kaysen Sherrod, what likely is to be his only inning of the day. We've reached the halfway point of this series finale. Mets lead at 3-0.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, you've heard on the commercials throughout the season the promotion of Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown. That is today. See Jay Horwitz, Mets PR guru for decades, tweeting out a photo of all the Mets folks up in Cooperstown today. I've been to Cooperstown once. Lovely place, experience. John Shiftowski, who does communications there, kind enough to give me a behind-the-scenes tour and show me some really neat Mets items that were not on display as this ground ball is hit to Rivlett short. Off the bat of Santiago, and JT makes the play. So, manager of the Miracle Mets, Gil Hodges, rightfully inducted into the Hall of Fame later today. Captain of the ship in 1969, helping to the Mets beat the vaunted Orioles 4-1 in the World Series. Heard many of those stories over the year, and all those players from 1969 who are still around did a lot of speaking, a lot of promoting for Gil Hodges to make it to the Hall of Fame and get in. And he's finally in today, so as this ball is fouled off. Of course, by the time Mets got to Port St. Lucie, that was 1988, and there was not a Hodges connection for the St. Lucie Mets, but still part of the Mets family to get in there. But I don't know who the next Met to get into the Hall of Fame would be. 1-2 pitch is inside. I mean, there's starting to be a drumbeat for Keith Hernandez, who's been off the ballot for, oh gosh, years and years now. When he went into the Mets Hall of Fame a couple of weeks ago, as this ball is nub fouled by Federico Polanco. And there's starting to become a more groundswell of support for Keith. Maybe one day Billy Wagner, maybe one day. Great closer as this pitch is low for ball three on Polanco. Full count for Askew. Three, two pitch, swung on and missed. The slider gets Polanco swinging. No, Carlos Beltran is a candidate. Not sure how the whole spy, the trash can gate and cheating scandal is going to affect his candidacy. David Wright, injuries late in his career, probably not going to get him into the Hall of Fame. Mets Hall of Fame, for sure, one day. This pitch is fouled off by Tanner Allen. So we'll see. Maybe a current Met, Pete Alonso, on a good track. Max Scherzer will be in the Hall of Fame. Jacob DeGrom, maybe. Go to pitch, swung on and missed. Tanner Allen strikes out in the slider. Ooh, he throws the bat aside, the helmet aside. That was a shot put of each, not pleased. Keyshawn Askew pleased. A ground out and two strikeouts. A 1-2-3 fifth. Mets looking the best they have in the series. They have a 3-0 lead after five.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Yuri Montero is the new pitcher for Jupiter. In the top of the sixth inning, the Mets holding a 3-0 lead on the Justin Guerrero pinch hit 3-run homer. This will be the second game for Montero with Jupiter. Pitched one scoreless inning at Bradenton last Saturday. His debut. So, Kaysen Sherrod pitches one perfect inning with three ground outs to three different infielders. 20 pitches, 16 strikes. Had that 12-pitch at-bat with Lugo. And now Montero throws one that's fouled off by Dominguez. Carlos an error, reaching on an error and striking out. 0 for 2. This pitch is low at 93. Check swing. No go. One more note on the Hall of Fame. David Ortiz, the headliner in baseball today, going in his first year candidacy. He was a former Florida State leaguer, David Ortiz, back in 1997, the Fort Myers Miracle. Fort Myers, now the Mighty Muscles, Twins affiliate. Ages and ages. There's a swing and a miss, and it's a full count now on Dominguez. Payoff pitch, and Dominguez fouls it off. Remember, David Ortiz actually went to a miracle game in 2013, opening night. Watched his old manager, Doug Mankiewicz, make his old teammate Doug Mankiewicz make his managerial debut. Doug Mankiewicz and David Ortiz, 2004 teammates on that curse-breaking Red Sox team. Doug was managing the then High A Fort Myers Miracle. There's a breaking ball that missed. A challenge, yes, for the Hammerheads. It's a loss, and they're out. So breaking ball. No good from Montero. Good take by Dominguez. Boy, that was close. I would not have been surprised if that had been strike three. Think that challenge came from the pitcher, although both Montero and Mack, I think, simultaneously asked for the challenge. The last five challenges have been upheld. That's good news for the plate umpire, Wachowski. He started 0 for 2 within the first two batters of the game. Here's Bear Cierta. He was plunked by a pitch last time up and scored on the home run. Into a double play in the second. Dominguez running. This ball is pummeled deep left field by Bear Cierta. It's going to land on the warning track. Dominguez is going to get the green light home. He will score. 4-0 Mets. Raul Bear Cierta, RBI double. Splits the gap in left center field. Now Dominguez with the head start. Scores with ease, and Bear Cierta gets the Mets' third extra base hit of the afternoon. Five, Mets' bats are slowly coming alive out of the All-Star break. Bear Cierta, one of the best hitters on the team. All over that pitch from Montero. Still nobody out, and Warren Saunders up. Warren's having a good game. He grounds one deep to third. That's a fair ball. Capet from foul ground throws one in the line, and it's caught and tag applied by Polanco. By Polanco fielding that ball like it was a grounder right up the first base line. Fields it between his legs and tags out Saunders. And now Warren appears to be shaken up in a crouch down past the first base line, and he will slowly limp off with Kiyoshi by his side. And so a near collision with Saunders and Polanco at first base. Polanco really bailed out Capé there, who had another throw earlier that was bad to first base that resulted in an error. Bear-Sierta had to hold that second base, and now Guerrera back up for the first time since his three-run homer off the bench, replacing the injured Salazar. And he takes a strike, and it's 1-1. And back to that ground ball by Saunders. That was a great reaching stop by Capé at third base, as momentum took him 5 feet into foul territory where he got off a poor throw. But just stopping that ball gave himself a chance to get the out. And if it's by him, it's an RBI double for Saunders. And he gets the out and holds the runner. Pitches outside. It's 2-1 count. And here's a ground ball hard hit to the shortstop. Santiago up with it. Over to first for the second out. Guerra retired on the ground ball. Bear-Sierta holds at second once more. And Brady Smith will hit. Smith, the ground out to second and short today, 0-4-2. Mets have a run in the inning and a 4-0 lead in the sixth. Montero's pitch is lined in a right field for a base hit. Bear-Sierta being waved in. Tanner Allen coming up with a throw to the plate, and it's going to be not in time as Bear-Sierta runs through home plate, didn't slide. And Joe Mack with the swipe tag missed. RBI single for Brady Smith, and it's 5-0 Mets. And Bear-Sierta rolling the dice by not sliding there. That was closer than I think he thought. He lands on home plate just as Smith catches and swipes. It would have been interesting if he actually made contact with Raul. I think he still would have been safe, but close play. Brady Smith winds up collecting an RBI. A two-run inning for the Mets. And they've opened it up a bit here. 5-0 in the top of the sixth inning. Looking promising today. Always love those two-out RBI hits. Here's a fly ball into left field by Riddle. On comes Santos. He grabs it for the out. JT Riddle remains hitless in his rehab assignment. Good inning for the Mets. Dominguez starts it with the walk. Bear-Sierta with the double. Both end up scoring. Mets lead 5-0 in the middle of the sixth inning on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877 you can now.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Keyshawn Askew has pitched three scoreless innings. He's retired five in a row. Keyshawn has lowered his real-time ERA to 1.55 this season. He's pitching now with the 5-0 lead. The best the Mets have looked, well, probably since that doubleheader sweep of Dunedin a couple of weeks back. Here's Santos, the switch hitter, drew a walk against Keyshawn first time up, and Keyshawn will start with a slider outside, maybe a changeup. And it was definitely a ball out. And a ball in the dirt. It's 2-0. Askew against Jupiter this season has been awesome. Just 4 hits and 1 run and 11 innings coming in against the Hammerheads. Throws a strike, so now up to 14 innings of 1-run ball. He had 20 strikeouts in the 11 innings. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Askew had that month on the IL with the bicep impingement, and has rounded into form. He's one of the top pitchers on the team coming into the season. He was the opening day starter. A lot of those top pitchers who started this season with St. Lucie now up in high A Brooklyn. As Askew throws one outside for ball four, and has walked Santos twice. Keyshawn might already be up in Brooklyn if not for the month-long absence. Numbers certainly warrant. Being up in high A. Probably reach up there at some point this season. Here's Capé, who's grounded out and singled. Here's a pickoff, close. Askew seems like he's good for one pickoff every couple of appearances. Warren Saunders is still in the game at first base, so he limped off to being tagged out last half inning. Hangs in there. A strike on the inside corner to Capé. Time called. Oh, bullpen ball. Gets away from the Jupiter reliever. All the way to the backstop. Nobody throwing in the Mets bullpen. This one's Keyshawn's game right now. 43 pitches. Fastball right in there for strike two. Santos a shorter lead now as this pitch is fouled off. That one right off the top of the shoe of Capé. And Santos, as that pitch was being delivered, he was walking back to first base. So he was not going to get picked off. Message has been sent. Askew's 0-2 pitch is outside. Well, I say it's Askew's game, but Mets will start to throw Daniel Juarez in the bullpen. Yeah, he was activated off the temporarily inactive list earlier this week. Here's a line drive that will clear Riddle into left field. The base hit for Capé. He's now hit safely in all three games. So a walk into single in the bottom of the sixth as Jupiter tries to get back into this game. Javier Sanoja will hit. Bounce into a double play last time up. Keyshawn's gotten two double plays. One on the ground and one in the air. And now we will pause for a mound visit. I want to follow up on that note I had about David Ortiz going to the Hall of Fame today, former Florida State Leaguer with Fort Myers. 2013, he attended Fort Myers' Miracle opening night. As say, why would he do that? Why would he not be playing for the Red Sox at the time? Well, that was when he was injured and rehabbing down in Fort Myers. That's where the Miracle play, and that's also where the Red Sox host spring training, although the Red Sox do not have a minor league team in Fort Myers. But little did we all know what Ortiz would become. He was already a great player for the Red Sox, having helped end the title drought in 04, also winning the World Series in 07, but 13, that's when he really put the team on his back, the whole Boston Strong and the huge World Series against the Cardinals. I mean, that was probably what got him into the Hall of Fame that season, 2013. Here's Sanoha at the plate. As we resume action, he takes a ball outside. And a ground ball foul. You know, it is amazing. The Red Sox went all those years, from 2018 to 2003, without a World Series, and one player, Ortiz, winds up with three World Series rings with the Red Sox. If you had told the Red Sox fan, 2003, you're going to have a player on your team for the next couple of 15 years that's going to have three World Series, it would have been crazy. Here's a fly, deep left field by Sanoha. Salazar going back. This one is gone. Well, we got a ball game now. Javier Sanoha hits a home run to left field, a three-run blast, and it's a 5-3 Mets lead. Jupiter strikes back. Walk, single, home run in the sixth inning. Wow, did not see that coming. Askew had really been dominating. And that'll do it for Keyshawn. Robbie Robinson make a pitching change. He had gone three innings of one-run ball, not allowing a run. Can't get an out in his fourth inning of work. Juarez coming in. We got a long way to go in this one, and it's getting tight.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Taking a look at that Sanoha home run, which was his first. Came on a slider, and seeing the center field replay angle, that slider basically slid horizontal straight into the bat path. I mean, and the ball basically ran right into the bat. Caught too much of the plate, and Sanoha got just enough. Now here's Juarez, and this ball is cranked into right field foul off the bat of Joe Mack. So another lefty and Juarez. This is Juarez's just second appearance in the last month. His last appearance, June 28th, was against Jupiter back in Port St. Lucie, a scoreless inning. He delivers a curveball at 76 for a strike. went on the temporarily inactive list. Started that Daytona series. Had to go back home and tend to some personal matters as this ball is outside. By the time he gets back and builds back up, now good to pitch in games. Curveball low, two balls and a strike. Juarez has had a good season. This is his 20th relief appearance. He does have four saves, a 2-1 record, a 2.43 ERA. Fastball for a called third strike at the knees. Again, even if Mac wants to dispute it, which I don't think he disagreed with it, there's no challenges left for the Hammerheads. That's the first out of the bottom of the sixth. Again, the Mets cruising along at 5-0, their biggest lead in only a couple of weeks. A batter, span of three batters to start an inning, and down to two runs. Nearly half a game to go. Brady Allen takes the ball and then swings and misses at the changeup. Ground ball that hits up the middle, out to second. Tillian with the jump throw, scoop and stretch by Warren. Yes. Did that ball hit Juarez? I think it did. I think it caught him on the back as it went by. Maybe a glancing blow. Hard to tell. I'm going to write it 1-4-3. That's the second out. Good stretch by Warren Saunders doing the splits. Looks painful. Here's Zubia, a strikeout and a double play ball, and he takes curveball at the top of the zone for strike one. 5-3 Mets, two outs, nobody on in the bottom of the sixth. There's a curveball low. Both teams getting really a shocking three-run homer. Guerrero for the Mets. Back in the fourth on a two-strike pitch, 0-2 pitch. And Sanoha, his first of the year against Askew, have been pitching well today. Not as sharp as he's normally been. I mean, Keyshawn threw 50 pitches and 27 strikes. He usually throws a few more strikes than that. And certainly did not expect to see a ball fly out of the yard against him. And a pitch off the plate. 2-2. Juarez delivers, and it's fouled straight back. Askew's final line, a bunch of threes. Three innings, three hits, three runs, three earned runs, three walks, three strikeouts. Might never have another pitching line like that in his life. Two-two pitch. That one's in the dirt. Change up. Full count. Juarez, the payoff. And that's foul tip for strike three. Good squeeze by Brady Smith. Brady's done that a couple of times today. Now, Askew. Juarez happy returns for him. Gets all three batters he faces, including two on strikeouts. We move to the seventh inning at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Mets lead has been trimmed to two. It's 5-3 St. Lucie.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Fourth pitch of the game on for Jupiter, Yuris Jimenez. Familiar face. This is the 25th relief appearance for him. Now a 3.55 ERA, 38 innings, 26 hits, 15 earned runs, 22 walks, and 48 strikeouts. Fans have seen Jimenez a number of times this season. He will face Omar De Los Santos out of the gate. We're in the seventh inning, and it's 5-3 St. Lucie. It's trying to snap a five-game losing streak, their second longest losing skid of the year. And we're on their way to, I won't say a romp, but I'd say maybe a cruise control type win until Javier Sanoja hit a three-run homer moments ago. There's De Los Santos fouling one away. Omar today. Oh for 3. Strikeout, fly out, ground out. And he dribbles this one foul. Menez has pitched in 6 games against the Mets. All out of the bullpen. 11 innings, 7 hits, and 7 runs. As this one's fouled away as well. He had a 0.88 ERA coming into his relief appearance at Clover Park on June 30th. The Mets got him for 6 runs in an inning and a third. When he entered with a 0.88 ERA, he left with a 2.53. And he throws this pitch inside for ball 2. And that, by far, is his worst outing of the season. He had given up a run or 7 straight scoreless appearances entering that game as this ball's fouled off. And since that game, he has given up a run in every appearance since. 5 straight. So that game started a downward trend for Jimenez. Here's the ball fouled back. De Los Santos stays alive with another foul to the backstop. Trey McLaughlin is throwing in the Mets bullpen for the bottom of the 7th. Juarez being eased into action just 1 inning. Pitches high, a fastball at 94. Full count. Three-two pitch, fouled off, went with the slider. De Los Santos got a piece of it. Breaking ball, fouled off again. Then is set with another payoff, and it's fouled off one more time. He keeps going with that slider. De Los Santos too close to take. The late swing sends it to the seats. This is like the Sherrod Lugo at bat. There's another foul ball off to the right. This one on a fastball at 95. Start adding up these pitches as well. I believe that was the 12th pitch of the at-bat. De Los Santos strikes out swinging on the slider. Went low. After all that, so there's been a 12-pitch at-bat and a 13-pitch at-bat for Mets hitter, and both times made outs. You'd think the odds would say at least one of those times and get the guy on base. And here's Lugo, two walks and the ground out. He will take a high strike. He wants the challenge. Mets are down to one challenge. Will this be it? No, he won it. So the Mets will retain that last challenge, and Lugo, instead of being down 0-1, is in a 1-0 count. He swings and misses at the slider. 1-1. Mets lead 5-3. One out, nobody on, top of the seventh. Lugo flies one deep center field. That one's got a chance to get out, and it will land at the warning track and bounce off the wall. Lugo will ease into second with a one-out double. William Lugo, two doubles and a home run in his last two games. Third time on base today. All over that pitch.
Now by the second baseman, number 18, Junior Tillian.
Mets have had some good exit velocities today. And Raul Bercier had that double in the last inning. That was 108 off the bat, hardest hit ball of the game. That one's got to be right up there with it. As Junior Tillian overdue for a hit at the plate, he's 0 for 3. And he takes this back up slider for strike one. Double for Lugo is 15th of the season. Slider down and away. One-one, runs inside for ball two. The exit velocity on Lugo's double, 105 miles per hour. Another home run by Sanoha, 94 miles per hour exit velocity. As this pitch is a ball up, I think a lot of teams classify hard hit balls at 95 or higher. Sanoha, 94-mile-per-hour velocity, hit at 338 feet to left. It's 330 down the left field line, so that's how close it was. Here's a ground ball foul. The bat of Tillian on the 3-1 pitch. Full count. Menez dangling that ball back behind his belt, now brings it into the glove, the 3-2. That ball is hit to left field. Will it stay fair? No. No. Crash land in the metal bleacher seats. Well, they're a pretty well-struck ball by the Mets, but Tillian just couldn't keep it fair. Well, De Los Santos got to a full count, 13 pitches struck out. Lugo hit a double. Now Tillian's at a full count, the hard-hit foul ball. Some opportunities here for the Mets as Tillian swings and misses at the slider. A second strikeout for Jimenez. Now he's got a chance to pitch around that double. Struggles continue for Tillian. 0-4-11 in the series. And now Dominguez has reached twice on an error and a walk. Looking for a two-out hit to give the Mets a three-run lead. And he takes this fastball low. Lugo takes a pretty big lead off of second. Dominguez, a big cut and a miss over the top of the slider. Ball and a strike. Breaking ball inside. Two-one pitch. Well, we'll have to wait. Time called. Mendez now back to work. The 2-1 pitch. That one's floated towards center field, and Brady Allen, he makes the catch and ends the inning. William Lugo clubs a one-out double but does not score. The lead stays two at the seventh inning stretch. 5-3 Mets.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Trey McLaughlin is on the mound for the Mets in the bottom of the seventh. Key inning for he and this St. Lucie team trying to snap a five-game losing streak. Mets 5-0 lead has been cut to 5-3. Carlos Santiago is the batter, and he takes the first pitch for a ball low. And the next pitch, he rolls it foul pass first. Santiago, an infield hit and a ground out today. Those were against Debrell and Askew. One pitch is low. Daniel Juarez is in his return from the temporarily inactive list. One inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts. 15 pitches, 9 strikes. Good to have him back. Line drive snagged by Riddle out at short. And Santiago retired. That ball had some knuckling aspects to it. Riddle ran to it and actually had to reach back a bit, nearly overran it. Santiago retired, and Federico Polanco is next. He struck out in the second and fifth, and he takes strike one from McLaughlin here. This one sawed off into the stands for strike two. McLaughlin's slider swung on and missed. He strikes out Polanco. Polanco down on strikes for the third time. Good sharp slider. Comes that straight over the top arm slot. Two up, two down. Good news for the Mets is since Snohai hit that three-run homer, next five been retired, three on strikeouts. Jupiter wasn't doing much before that home run. They have not done anything since. Well, that is positive for the Mets. This pitch is a strike. Jupiter only had three hits leading into that three-run home run. And they had not scored, so that was a tough day offensively for them. Swing and a miss on a changeup. And it's nothing and two on Allen. He has struck out twice. So this 7 and 8 spots, a black hole in the Jupiter lineup, combining for 5 strikeouts and 5 at-bats. But here's a pitch that's walloped into right field for a base hit. Allen, a strong single on an elevated fastball. That will keep the inning going for Anhueti Santos. Steps to the plate as the tying run. He has walked twice today, both those times against Askew. Here's a fly into left. Bear Sierta over there, and he's out of room. Clang in the bleachers, foul. Stands jut out very far deep down the left field line and the right field line, cutting off all that foul territory. And Bears here to right up against the wall, but that out of his reach. 0-1 pitch. Fastball too low. This fastball too high, maybe a bit inside. Two balls and a strike. Laughlin's fastball, no good again. Not missing by much, three balls and a strike. Laughlin's pitch, called strike. It's a full count. Looks like the same spot as the previous pitch. Allen on first will be taking off. Saunders backs up. Payoff pitch, swung on and missed. The slider strikes out Santos. Good inning for McLaughlin. Two strikeouts, works around the two-out single. No harm there. Mets will take their 5-3 lead to the eighth inning. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network on a Sunday afternoon.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the...
Let's go back to the field.
Eighth inning. Mets trying to avoid a sweep. Snap a five-game losing streak. They lead it 5-3, looking for more offense in this inning. Best offensive game in some time for the Mets. A three-run homer by Guerrero. And then the RBI double by Bear Sierta. And the two-out single by Brady Smith to drive in runs in the sixth inning. That's the difference maker in the game right now. That was against Yuri Montero. The only inning he pitched. Then Yuri Jimenez pitched the last inning scoreless, and now Jake Schrand is the new pitcher for Jupiter. Hammerhead's fifth pitcher of the game. They are emptying the bullpen ahead of tomorrow's scheduled off day. Here is Bear Sierta with a quick swing and a foul. Raul's had a productive day with hit by pitch, double, has scored two runs. Hitting that double play in the second inning, but better production since. And here's a line rocket into center field, left center field. Bear Sierta might think about two. He's going to push the envelope and then go back. Yeah, good decision. That ball was absolutely smoked right over the head of the shortstop, Santiago. And then as it skidded towards left center field gap, Bear Sierta started to chug towards second, but Santos, the outfielder, got to it, and Raul went back. So a two-hit game for Bear Sierta. He's been on three straight times. And here is Warren Saunders. He's 2-for-3. Nearly got a hit last time up. Hit taken away by Cape, the third baseman. He takes the ball up and in. Ball one. And he swings this fastball for strike one. Josh Cornelli is throwing in the Mets bullpen, so he's due to pitch the bottom of the eighth. That's also using a lot of relievers today, apparently. There's a swing and a miss by Saunders on a fastball. And Tran's working ahead one and two. A foul ball heading back off the roof. Couldn't sneak that one by. Time called. Saunders using his one allotted time. Breaking ball. That one's hitting the left field, falling fast, and that will drop in front of Santos. All those fastballs, and then went high breaking ball. And Saunders bashes his third hit of the game. The Mets offense had eight hits in the first two games of this series, and they now have eight hits in this game before making their first out of the eighth. Back-to-back singles for Bear Sierta and Saunders, and now a chance for the Mets to stretch the lead, try to get a run here. Here's Guerrero, hit a three-run homer earlier, and he takes this fastball for a strike. Through and homer and a ground out. Plus a hit by pitch. And correction, the hit by pitch was Salazar. This ball is fouled off. A hit by pitch on Salazar knocked him out of the game and opened the door for Guerrero to hit that three run homer. Get the Mets on the board in the fourth inning. O2 pitch outside. Pereira fouls another one off. Pitch in the dirt, 2-2. Another foul. That's hit a ton of fouls today. They've had a 12-pitch at-bat, a 13-pitch at-bat. This one by Guerrero, not quite to that point yet. This will be the seventh pitch. And it's a swing and a miss on a slider for a strikeout. So all these deep battles the Mets have had at the plate, all been won. The opposing pitcher. And Guerrero can't move up the base runners. And now Brady Smith will hit. Brady picked up just his fifth RBI of the season, his last at-bat, but what an important one it was. Stretched it to 5-0 at the time. Now it's 5-3. Bercierto on second, Saunders on first. Schranz pitches outside. Schrand appearing in his 22nd game for Jupiter out of the bullpen. Two saves, 3-1 record, a 3.98 ERA. He's faced the Mets five times now. As Brady Smith takes one up high, 2-0. Schrand has pitched well against St. Lucie. Six innings, five hits, and just one run with nine strikeouts. Smith fouls one away to the right, late on the fastball. Riddle in the on-deck circle. As Smith fouls off another high fastball at 92. Balls, two strikes, two runners on, one out in the top of the eighth. Breaking ball home, slider just off, good take. And a challenge called for by Schrand. He was not aware that his teammates ahead of him burned all three. And I guess as a reliever down there, you're not really keeping track. He asked for the challenge, but none left. 3-2. Will the runners go? They do not. Slider for a called third strike and no challenge by Smith. Pretty close, but I think he knew it. That's the second out of the inning. So a promising start to the inning with two hits from the first two batters. It's been followed up by two strikeouts. And now Riddle comes to the plate in this rehab assignment. Has not been a productive one for him. He is 0-4-11. 0-7 coming in and 0-4 today. Well, he can pick up his new team with a big hit here. Or else it's a big boost for Strand and the Hammerheads to keep it within two. And Riddle takes this slider in. Riddle and De Los Santos, the top two in the lineup, combined 0-8. The Mets have mustered offense from down in the bottom of the lineup today. All their runs being scored by hitters 5-8. There's a pitch in tight, 2-0. Riddle takes this pitch for a strike on the inside corner. 2-1. Bear Sierta on second, Saunders on first. Five hits between those two today. Riddle takes this back foot slider. He held this swing. Three balls and a strike. And so lefty throwing in the bullpen quickly. Trying to get ready in a hurry. Omar De Los Santos on deck. This pitch is hit deep right field by Riddle. That one being chased by Allen. He reaches out and it's by him. Bear Sierta scores. Saunders getting the wave in. He will score. Riddle comes up with a two-out, two-run double. And the Mets have extended their lead to 7-3. Riddle tomahawking that pitch way out to right field. Tanner Allen, the last second lunge, just couldn't quite get there. And that's a good time for Riddle to pick up his first hit in this rehab assignment. The Mets have a little breathing room. The two-out, two-run double for JT Riddle. Strand cannot get through the inning unscathed, despite the consecutive strikeouts. And now De Los Santos try to make it a three-run inning as he takes the ball in the dirt. Now Riddle absolutely smashed that ball. Well, maybe not. Exit velocity at 96 miles an hour. That's pretty well struck. Off the bat, it looked really good, and then Allen was nearing it. Thought he might end up making a spectacular catch, but out of his reach. De Los Santos takes this pitch for a called strike on the 2-0 count. Now it's 2-1. So the Mets lacking offense the first two games of this series. One run on a solo home run in the 18 innings. Now have seven runs on nine hits in eight innings today. They busted out the bats as De Los Santos foul tips this pitch to even the count 2-2. That baby out there is not happy. I see the poor child. That's not having a fun time. Neither is Schrand. Here's a fly into center and a missed catch by Allen. Riddle scores and it's 8-3. Allen charging in from center field, flipped his glove upside down and reached out at the last moment in and out of his glove. And it's being ruled a hit for De Los Santos. So both he and Riddle struggling today, entering the eighth inning. Both wind up with run scoring hits. Angel Espada heading out of the dugout, he will make the pitching change as Schrand gives up three in the inning on four hits. Mets back to their five-run lead with the three-run eighth.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Thank you.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. Mets enjoying a fruitful day offensively. That's somewhat a reminder of a game we played on a Sunday back in the end of May. The Mets beat Dunedin 11-9. The Mets offense had kind of, well, it had a pretty good series against Dunedin going into that, but you know, the road trip was ending kind of on a sour note after a 3-0 start, and the Mets had that great game, hitting five home runs in the game, three from Junior Tillian. Mets left Dunedin feeling good with the 11-9 win. Similar vibes here without the ton of home run balls. As Caleb Worster, there was a ball to William Lugo and a ball outside. The Mets offense had generated one run in its last 22 innings entering today, then shut out the first three innings today. They're looking at one run in 25 innings, but they wound up with eight today. Several crooked numbers out there as Lugo swings and misses at a pitch. Now, four runs scoring on two out hits. That's a key number. Riddle with the two run double. Omar dunks in the two out single. Brady Smith had a two out RBI hit earlier. And Lugo swings and misses. And it's a 2-2 count. Lugo's had a good game and a good series. Two walks today and a double. Two doubles and a home run in the three games. A 2-2 pitch, and he grounds one hard and foul. Well, he and De Los Santos and Dominguez, you know, they are the regular position players who started the year in St. Lucie and are still here. Those are the guys that are going to be more heavily relied on in the last month of the season. As this ball is grounded out towards second, down to one knee of Sanoha. He throws to first and gets the out. Now Worster comes out of the bullpen and gets the final out of the eighth. But damage done. Mets put up three runs, all with two outs. And they open up a five-run lead again. It's 8-3 Mets.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along, and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, five Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stluciemets.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Josh Cornelli on the mound for the Mets. pitching with a 5-run lead as opposed to a 2-run lead, which it looked like could be a possibility until the Riddle hit came through. And Cornelli throws ball one low. So Trey McLaughlin, a scoreless inning, one hit and two strikeouts. Cornelli's changeup high, 2-0 on Yidi Capé, who was 2-for-3. So Capé, gosh, two hits in every game in this three-game series. Very impressive 19-year-old from Cuba. And signed for $3.5 million, so you'd hope he'd be impressive. But Marlins fans, prospect towns, were excited when they found out he was being promoted from the FCL Marlins to Jupiter prior to the start of this series. He has lived up to the billing in the early going. And that's figured to see him for the six-game series at the end of the year as well, maybe in the postseason. Now Cornelli starts his day off with a walk as he gives a free pass to Capé. And Sanoha will come up. First time since his shocking 3-run homer lifted the Jupiter Hammerheads right back into this game. But Mets lead now back up to 5. The next time Capé comes around, or Sanoha. Cornelli throws the ball low. Well, Cornelli on the mound for the first time since last Sunday, when he could not preserve a Mets lead. He was put in an unenviable position. Justin Dillon, the minor league rehabber, really put the Mets in a bad, bad spot, hitting two batters with a 1-run lead. Cornelli came in and could not shut the door. Mets lost that game 5-3. It's really one of the true surprising outcomes of the season. The Mets had a 3-0 lead at home in a 7-inning game and couldn't finish it out and win that series. It's been a season of a lot of highs for St. Lucie. Not really a lot to moan and groan about. That was the case yesterday Sunday where it slipped away, and they probably feel like it shouldn't have. Change up for a strike, and that will even it at 2-2 on Sanoha. But in the course of a 130-plus game season, that tends to happen. You're not going to hold every last-inning lead. There's a swing and a miss on a changeup. This pitch so far, Cornelli strikes out Sanoha. One away. Joe Mack up. Two strikeouts and a walk for him. He's only put two balls in play this whole series. Three walks, a couple of strikeouts. Four walks, two strikeouts. Got a fly out and a single. Here's a ground ball back to Cornelli. Has to rush to it. Throw to first, almost like a shot put. And that gets Mack in plenty of time. You don't want to cock that arm back if you're Cornelli and act like it's a pitch. Scare the daylights out of Warren Saunders. A little push throw does the trick. That's the second out of the eighth. Capé up to second. And Brady Allen at the plate. He is 0-for-3. Mets lead is 8-3 as Cornelli throws this one outside. Cornelli looks back to second, and this pitch home. No good. Low. Here's a line drive. Base hit out of the dive of Riddle. Juggled in left field by Bear Sierta. No green light for the runner, Capé. So Allen singles. Angel Espada holds him holds the runner at third. I don't think he knew that Mariscierto was going to juggle that around, but down by 5 runs with 2 outs in the eighth, can't afford to have a runner thrown out at any base. So Spada plays it conservative, and now Zubia will come up with 2 in scoring position. There's a breaking ball away from Zubia, who has struck out twice and lined into a double play. So, tough day for him. It's a game not over yet. Now, one swing could again bring Jupiter right back into the game. Cornelius' pitch is flown into shallow right field. Dominguez running in, still running, still coming. Here he is. He makes the catch. Still running all the way towards second base. Zubia. The shallow fly out ends the inning. Runner stranded at the corners by Cornelli. We are going to the eighth inning. The Mets have a 5-run lead.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Caleb Worster will keep pitching for Jupiter in the ninth. Junior Tillian will be the batter. Poor Tillian, 0-11 in the series. Some tough luck. And he flies this one down the right side. That will drop. Foul. Into the Mets bullpen where Rayson Santos is throwing. So scoreless inning pitched by Cornelli. Santos will close it out in the bottom of the ninth. Try to, at least. Again, the Mets had the 4-day All-Star break, so we had a lot of guys who were, you know, around, as this pitch is a strike, but not actively playing. So it's been a balance of getting guys their innings, but also making sure that, you know, everybody gets to pitch. So they don't sit around too long. Called strike overturned to a ball by Tillian. So the Mets win another challenge. They've won 3 today. They've won 2 in a row since they've been down to their last challenge. And Jupiter's been out of challenges for some time. Foul makes it 1-2. And Worcester's pitch is outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Worcester, the lefty, delivers the 2-2 pitch outside. Full count, And the payoff is hit into right center, and it's going to be dropping in for a hit. Allen was lining himself up for a dive. You can hear the cheering from the Mets dugout. They know how close Junior has been all series to a hit. He finally gets one. Allen was running towards a spot like he was going to lay out, but then peeled off, played that on the bounce. So Tillian off the schneid with the leadoff single in the ninth. Mets lead this game 8-3. Carlos Dominguez hitless in this game. Has one infield hit in the series. Takes a called strike. He's been on twice today on a walk and an error. He will line one into left field for a base hit. The hits are coming now. The dam has burst. Mets have 12 on the afternoon. It's three times as many as they had in either of the first two games of this series. Raul Berciarta has a couple of hits today. Been on base three straight times. He has scored three runs. Inching that average back up closer to the 300 mark. He's at 288. Guy can hit when he's locked in. He takes this curveball for a strike. Florida State League, want to do the roundup again because there's so many games today after there were three games rained out in the west coast of the state yesterday. Lakeland and Tampa playing a doubleheader. One canceled game in that series. This pitch has swung on and missed. Tampa won the first game 10-5. Lakeland winning the second game 2-1 at the midway point. Tampa leads the West Division in the second half under first female manager in affiliated baseball history, Rachel Balkovic. There's a pop-up on the infield. Should be the infield fly rule. It is called by the field umpire, Alex Lowry. Caught anyways by Sanoha. One down. Tillian and Dominguez hold. Warren Saunders looking for a four-hit game. He's hitting 317 in his return to the Florida State League after being sent down from Brooklyn where he scuffled. Two singles and a double today. Scored twice. He takes this curveball low. Bradenton was tied with Tampa for the West lead, but lost today 3-2 at Clearwater. That game just ended. Just a single nine-inning game for those two teams. They started their game yesterday at 9.02 p.m., a two-hour and 32-minute delayed start. I found out this a couple weeks ago that if you start a game in the Florida State League after 9 p.m., it can be shortened to seven innings. And that's what happened. They just played a seven-inning game, one seven-inning game. A swing and a miss from Saunders. Two balls and a strike. It still ended well after 11 p.m. at night. Two-one pitch is fouled off. Fort Myers beat Dunedin 6-3 in game one of a doubleheader. And Fort Myers leads 1-0 in the first inning of game two. Palm Beach is at Daytona at 5:35. We've been there before, the dreaded 5:35 Daytona Sunday start. We had a doubleheader, 3:30. Ended up being at 3:50 Daytona a couple weeks ago. This pitch is outside for ball three on Saunders. And, of course, our score here is 8-3 Mets. One out, two on in the top of the ninth. We're getting towards the end. We're playing for 2.5 hours now, our longest game of the series as the offense has started to turn on for the Mets. Saunders swings this fastball. Might have been ball four. And he strikes out, and we'll finish the day in all likelihood 3-4-5. Second straight inning, the first two Mets get hits, and the next two are retired. Mets still managed to get three runs last inning. What can they do in this inning? as Guerrero stands in. He takes this curveball for a strike at 75 from Worcester. Guerrero at 1-4-3, coming in as the pinch hitter, the injured Salazar. Homered on the 0-2 pitch in the fourth, give the Mets a 3-0 lead. And that, I think, lifted the weight off the Mets' shoulders. He takes a second pitch for a strike. Worcester working ahead 0-2. And this ball is fouled away. Two pitch, fastball high at 89. 1-2, Worcester's set for it. Throw this change up low. Trying something different. 2-2 with two outs and 2-1. Worcester's pitch inside corner for a called strike. Guerrero will not challenge it. Mets still have the one left, but he won't use it there. Good job by Worcester. Tertullian and Dominguez single to start the inning, gets three in a row, including two strikeouts. So that will send the game to the bottom of the ninth. Mets trying to close out an 8-3 lead when we come back.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Mets hopeful for a quick ending here. 5-run lead in the ninth. Trying to snap a 5-game losing streak, their second longest streak of the season. Take some momentum into the off day tomorrow, where they return to Clover Park on Tuesday for the first of two straight weeks at home. Grayson Santos on the mound facing Carlos Santiago. Santos starts with the fastball for a strike at 94. Now Santos could use a good outing because the last two have been a struggle. Struggled to close out a doubleheader win a couple of Wednesdays ago against the Blue Jays, and then Sunday against Dunedin. Two hits and four runs with three walks and just an inning and two-thirds. It's a swing and a miss on this slider, and he's working ahead of Santiago 0-2. So here's a good spot to put Santos in. Ninth inning with the big lead. And he gets the swing and a miss on a slider, a little fist pump as well. A one down, two to go. Quernelli, an inning, a hit, no runs, a walk, and a strikeout. So he, McLaughlin, and Juarez all pitching a scoreless inning, following up Keyshawn Askew's day. There's Federico Polanco trying to avoid the golden sombrero. Three strikeouts and three at-bats for him. And he will ground to first. That's a fair ball. Saunders takes it himself. Three and assisted. Four pitches and two outs. And the Mets closing in on a big Sunday win on the road in Jupiter. It looks like the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium losing streak won't hit 10. That's building positive vibes before they come back down here in mid-September for the playoff game against one of these two teams. No offense to Daytona. Believe me, we'd like to go to Daytona, I think. Their track record against the Tortugas. This ball is fouled off by Tanner Allen. Yep, starting Tuesday through the following Sunday, Mets will be playing 12 games in 13 days at Clover Park, our first of two back-to-back homestands as this ball is fouled away. Every team has to play at home two straight weeks and on the road two straight weeks twice. Mets have done 1 2-week road trip. They have not done the 2-week homestand yet, but that's coming up. About a pitch away from it as it's 0-2 on Allen. Santos set. Pitch on the way. Too high. Change of 85. Santos set for the 1-2 pitch. On the way. Foul the way. And Allen stays alive. Jupiter, a tough team at home, 28-13, the Hammerheads' record here. Not quite the 30-11 of the Mets, but still, that's way up there in the minor leagues. As this pitch is fouled away left side, yes, it's out of the range of Bear Sierta into the stands. So, tough team to beat, the Hammerheads here at home. Mets going to be 1-2 this series. Went 3-3 the last time they played Jupiter here, and 2-4 the first time. Santos set for another 1-2 on Allen. Pitch is swung on and missed. Allen strikes out. Rayson Santos with the perfect ninth inning. Closes out the game. Mets win it 8-3. And they say sayonara to the five-game losing streak. Took a little while out of the All-Star break, but the Mets kicked the offense into gear. Pitching was good. And the Mets get the W in the series finale, avoiding being swept. And they form that happy high five line between the mound and second base. Their last of the 27 regular season games here. The Mets end up finishing 10-17 here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, their home away from home. Final score today, Mets 8, Hammerheads 3. Keyshawn Askew gets the win. Juan Reynoso takes the loss. Justin Guerrero had the big three-run homer to get the offense started. And then the Mets put together two runs in the sixth, and they broke it open with three runs in the eighth. They wind up with 12 hits in the game after having just four hits on Friday and four hits on Saturday. The Mets end the series on a positive note. And they improved their record to 52-37 overall, and now 12-12. In the second half, they are 2.5 games behind Palm Beach for first. They'll get their chance head-to-head against Palm Beach starting Tuesday. Jupiter also 12-12 in the second half now, and they are 46-42 overall. Good stuff from the St. Lucie Mets on this sunny Sunday. We'll take a break, come back with the post-game show to recap the big win.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Mets postgame live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Last time in the regular season, Adam McDonald with you from the second floor broadcasting booth, wrapping up the Mets 8-3 win over the Jupiter Hammerheads. Mets now 10-11 versus Jupiter this season. Team still have six more games to go. Final homestand of the season for the Mets, second to last week of the regular season. And then maybe again in the playoffs. That would require Jupiter to win the second half or the Mets to win the second half and Jupiter finish with the second-best record overall. There's still some time left to decide that. Let's get to the scoring summary in this game. The Mets scored three runs in the fourth inning. Justin Guerrera pinch-hitting for the injured Eduardo Salazar, who was plunked earlier in the game. Now, Guerrera takes the first pitch for a called strike almost down the middle. Then he challenged it for some reason and lost, of course. Next pitch, he chased 3 feet off the plate for strike two. Third pitch, breaking ball right down the middle. He crushed it, 405 feet for the three-run homer. That got the Mets offense going into high gear. In the sixth inning, Raul Berciarte hit an RBI double to bring home Carlos Dominguez, who had walked. And then a few batters later, Brady Smith, a two-out RBI single, scored Raul to make it 5-0. First three batters for Jupiter against Askew in the sixth inning did this. Walk, single, and Sanoha, three-run homer. All of a sudden, the Mets' lead was 5-3. There was nobody out in the sixth inning. But the bullpen did a great job as Juarez, McLaughlin, Cornelius, and Santos did not allow another run. And the Mets put the game away in the eighth inning. The first two batters, Berciarte and Saunders, got hits. Next two batters struck out against Schrand, but JT Riddle came to the rescue. A two-run double to right field brought home Raul and Warren to make it 7-3. And then Omar De Los Santos blooped in a single to bring home Riddle for an 8-3 lead. And that was your scoring summary. Box score, starting with the line score. Mets 8 runs on 12 hits and 1 error. The offense is back. Jupiter 3 runs on 6 hits and 1 error. Hitters in the game. Everybody in the lineup for the Mets except for Salazar got a hit. Remember, he was hit by a pitch. So everybody contributed today. Riddle, De Los Santos, Lugo, Tillian, one hit apiece. Berciarte, 2-for-4 with a double, an RBI, and 3 runs scored. Saunders went 3-for-5 with 2 runs scores. Guerrera had that pinch hit home run, his 7th of the season. Brady Smith contributed with the RBI hit as well. Saunders, his 5th double, Berciarte, his 6th. Lugo, his 15th, and Riddle, his 1st. So there's 5 extra base hits today. The Mets had just 2 in the first two games of this series, both from Lugo. For Jupiter, Capé went 2-for-3. He's something. He's got 6 hits now in 3 games. He's got a .545 batting average. Looking forward to seeing how he progresses. He was the only Hammerhead with multiple hits. Sanoha, the home run, his 1st, the only extra base hit for the Hammerheads. Pitchers in the game, this might take a while. Both teams used 6. DeBrell in his minor league rehab start for St. Lucie, 2 scoreless innings with a hit, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. Askew gets the win. He's 3-0 now. 3 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. Juarez, his 3rd hold, a perfect inning with 2 strikeouts. McLaughlin, his 2nd hold, an inning, a hit, no walks, 2 strikeouts. That was in the 7th. Cornelli in the 8th, a hit, a walk, and a strikeout. And Santos with the perfect 9th with 2 strikeouts, and he only needed 10 pitches. For Jupiter, Reynoso takes the loss. 4 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, all in that 1 Guerrera swing. two walks and two strikeouts. Sherrod, a scoreless inning, three ground outs. Montero, an inning, two hits, two runs, a walk, no strikeouts. Jimenez, a scoreless inning with a hit and two strikeouts. Schrand, two-thirds of an inning, four hits, three runs, no walks, and two strikeouts. Worcester, an inning and a third, scoreless with two hits, no walks, and two strikeouts. Ball game was played in 2 hours and 39 minutes, our longest of the series. No listed attendance, as Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium is closed to the public on Sundays. Now the Mets turn their attention to the Palm Beach Cardinals, their first crack at the Cardinals at home this season. Remember, the Mets last played Palm Beach the last three games of the first half and the first three games of the second half, lost all six. The Mets are currently on an eight-game active losing streak to Palm Beach. But that was all here in Jupiter. Mets, we all know by now, much better at home. We will see what the Cardinals bring up on Tuesday. First pitch is at 6:10, airtime as at 6 o'clock. We hope you will tune in on MILB TV. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Jupiter, the Mets 8, the Hammerheads 3. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Sunday afternoon. Hope all those out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of their day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.